A senior research fellow at IDEC, Kwesi Jonah, has reacted to government's white paper on the Constitution Review Committee allowing presidents to pay tax. He said the portion that allows presidents to pay tax is not a significant reform on the political system. Mr. Jonah, who was speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, noted that the tax exemption is one of the little conveniences enjoyed by presidents worldwide. He described the decision to allow presidents to pay tax as spotless on the established independent Monument Commission to determine the ex gratia of former presidents. Mr. Jonah said this will settle the confusion that characterized transitions from one government to another.
I think once the president has accepted it, well, fine, it's good, you should implement it, but I do not consider this to be a significant reform in our political system. The two reasons they gave, a good example, the president, by paying tax, set a good example, and also underscore the principle of equality. There's no country in the world where people are equal with the president. And in many, this is a facility that is available to many presidents in the world. They don't pay tax. How much would a country save by President Atta Mills or any other president paying tax on the emoluments? The actual emoluments we pay to the president is not that big, you know. So this is one of the conveniences that chief executives of many states are given. So in my opinion, this is not a major reform. This is not a major improvement. I think there are many other things that the president enjoys. He enjoys free accommodation from the state. I mean, office accommodation, domestic accommodation from the state. The president has free transportation, so many free things. If you want equalization, are you going to give all these other facilities to citizens to show good example and show equality? No. As the number one citizen of the state, I think he is entitled to little conveniences, and the tax exemption is one of them. I don't think we have done any big change. This is very populist.
So what other options are available with regards to the president's emolument?
If other president enjoys tax exemption, let him also enjoy tax exemption. We are not going to save any huge amount of money by this. And I don't know of any Kenyan tax dodger who will say that, oh, now the president pays tax, so I'm also going to stop dodging tax and pay my taxes. So, honestly, it is not such a big reform.
The report says governments adopted almost 90% of the recommendations from the Constitutional Review Committee. What do you make of that?
Good news that he has accepted 90% already. What is important is to know what he has not accepted and the reasons behind failure to accept.
Yeah, according to the report, government also agreed with the recommendation for an independent emolument commission, which will determine allowances and ex gratia from the president. Will this in any way settle?
No, this is a very major reform, because you know the problems you are having with this issue, especially when President ended his term, his emoluments, other things for his ministers, and so such a big political controversy over these matters, precisely because in the past, the way these emoluments were determined, the president had some influence. Parliament approved the emolument of the president approved the emolument of parliament, and what followed then was, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. The establishment of an independent emoluments commission will put an end this old practice of scratch my back and I also scratch your back. I think it is a very, very major reform.
What about the establishment of a long-term national development plan?
This is something that very many Ghanaians have been talking about all along. The last long-term development plan, really development plan that people normally refer to, is Kwame Nkrumah's 7-year development plan, which, as you know, could not be implemented fully before the government was overthrown. But this is the model. People want a long-term plan that all sections of the society can buy into. Every government then, in its own way, tries to move the nation forward on the basis of this long-term plan. So you have 4 years. What is it that you can contribute to the attainment of this long-term plan? This is honestly something whose time has come. Ghanaians have all along been asking for it, and I am very happy that the Constitutional Review Commission has recommended and the president has approved.
Senior research fellow at IDEC, Kwesi Jonah.